This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The House Intelligence Committee heard testimony from Mark Sandy, an Office of Management and Budget official, in the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California says Sandy's testimony related to a hold that the administration placed on millions of dollars of aid for Ukraine.
I'm not going to go into what he testified to, but this investigation is most importantly about $391 million in taxpayer dollars that was leveraged to ask the Ukrainians to investigate the president's political opponent.
Republican Mark Meadows of North Carolina says Sandy did not help the Democrats' case.
That the assumptions that Democrats have made and certainly the allegations that they have made have not been supported by the witnesses' testimony here today.
The committee later released transcripts of testimony from two additional White House aides, former National Security Council official Tim Morrison and Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Mike Pence. Both were on a July 25th call between Mr. Trump and Ukraine's president. Protesters have set fires on bridges leading to Hong Kong Polytechnic University as they try to keep police from advancing on them. Police had shut down access to the area en masse earlier Sunday in an apparent attempt to surround protesters. At least seven people were killed and eight injured on Sunday after a gas pipeline exploded in Bangladesh. A witness says the injured were taken to a hospital and the death toll could rise as some were in critical condition. The U.S. and South Korea say they are postponing joint military drills. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the move is an act of goodwill toward North Korea. The joint announcement was made in Bangkok at an Asia Defense Ministers conference. For more on any of today's news stories, please visit us at voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.